big storms out there. Also, in Henderson County now, severe thunderstorm warnings up. And but there's a general statement from the National Weather Service advising that all across the listening area, this chance of severe weather is going to be with us. And big storms. Gosh, Winston-Salem just about to get really clobbered. So be advised. Cold front will eventually come along by Monday, but it's going to be a rainy weekend. Lots of storms for the next couple of days. We've got live music coming up with the Polyrhythmics. It is going to be fun. We'll get there in just a minute. First, this tune from Muddy Waters on WNCW.
Yeah. Muddy Waters on WNCW. Who do you trust? The name of that tune. My name is Roland. Way down the hall in Studio B. Happy Friday. We've got some great live music coming up. Live Studio B sessions on WNCW are made possible by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. The Polyrhythmics are in the room, all eight of them. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Let's do it. Happy Friday. Let's hear it. It's WNCW live music from the Polyrhythmics. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Wow, that's like a nice little warm-up all the way from Seattle. Here's the deal. These guys have to be out of here at 4 o'clock because they're heading out to Charlotte. So we're gonna do more music, less talk. But real quick, the show is tonight in Charlotte, North Carolina at the Rabbit Hole.
That's right.
What time are you guys getting started down there?
I believe the show starts around 9 p.m. We have a great band called Groove 8 who's going to be opening the show from Charlotte. And then we'll play after they're done. Till the bar closes.
Yeah, man. And then tomorrow night, you're in Beaufort, North Carolina.
That's right. I think it's the 29th Beaufort Music Festival. We're playing with Big Sam's Funky Nation.
You played with those guys before? You know them?
You know, we have not. This is our first time playing with them. I know we've crossed paths a little bit, and we've definitely seen their band before. So we're excited to kind of mash it up out there on the coast.
Yeah. So in 50 words or less, what do we need to know about the Polyrhythmics?
Well, Polyrhythmics, as you can tell, are an instrumental music project of original music coming out of Seattle, Washington. We have 4 albums out there on iTunes and all the places that you can download music. And we just recorded a new record that's going to be coming out in the fall. We're very, very excited about it. It's called Caldera. That's going to be out in the fall here. And we're out here on the, you know, for a little run here in North Carolina, you know, just tonight and tomorrow. And then we're back to Seattle and playing a lot of festivals and stuff this summer. But we're going to definitely make it back to the East Coast to support our new record in the fall.
Okay, cool. In the fall coming out. Let's get more music. The Polyrhythmics playing live today.
Right on. This tune's called Marukin.
It is live music from the Polyrhythmics today at WCW and Studio V. And that is a cool tune. How long does it take you to pull together something like pretty complicated music?
Sometimes it takes no time at all. Sometimes things just come together, especially when we've been traveling a lot, working stuff out in sound checks and things like that. And then sometimes it takes a long while.
Yeah.
There's really no telling when you get into it, you know?
Yeah. What's that? What's the rhythm that that song's using?
6-8 rhythm.
Yeah.
12-4-6-8.
Yeah, that's cool stuff. You want to run around the room, Ben, and tell us who's in the band? And
yeah, absolutely. On the drums, we have Champagne Bubble Bath, a.k.a. Grant Schroff, on the drums. Yeah. On the bass guitar, Jason Gray. Yeah. Trumpet, Scott Morning. Tenor saxophone and flute, Art Brown. Elijah Clark on trombone. Yeah. On the keyboards, we have Nathan Spicer. That's Nathan Spicer at the keyboards. Nathan Spicer at the keyboards. Yeah. And he's single, ladies.
Ooh, he's good looking, too.
On percussion, we have Carl Teen Wolf Olson. And my name is Ben. I play guitar.
The Polyrhythmics. I'm holding a CD called Octagon, which I guess is the latest one.
That's right. Yeah, Octagon's our most recent full-length record. Most of the music that we're playing today, including that last song, Marukin, comes from that record.
Yeah.
And the song that we're about to play also comes from that as well.
And then you're bringing a new one out in the fall, you're saying?
Yeah, we're just finishing mixing it right now and got a lot of plans in the works for hitting the East Coast and all over the country.
You should come back here in the fall. We'll stretch it out and do some more of this. So.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Again, these guys have to be out here at 4 o'clock. So it's about 8 minutes away. You want to just go as far as you want to go. Do whatever you want to do.
That sounds good. We're going to play a couple tunes. This one's called The Itis. And the one after that's going to be called Fairweather Fiends. Thank you for listening, North Carolina.
Happy Friday. That is the Polyrhythmics playing live today. That was really, really good, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, what were the couple tunes? What were they called?
Those last two tunes was the Itis and then Fairweather Fiends. That's right.
That's the hardest part in the name of the songs.
Well, remembering what you just did is the hardest thing. Exactly. I'm good with what's coming ahead. I'm just not good with what's behind.
There you go. Man, it sounded great. I love listening to you guys and watching you. Just fantastic stuff. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for having us.
the Rabbit Hole in Charlotte, North Carolina tonight, and then over in Beaufort, North Carolina tomorrow night, big old party that includes Big Sam's Funky Nation. And then they have promise they're coming back in the fall, right?
You got it. If you invite us, we'll be back.
All right, then. So the Polyrhythmics, thanks so much for the music today here on WNCW Spindle WSIF. Wilkesboro Live Studio B sessions are made possible by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. And we go to music from the Marcus King Band now. We'll be right back.
WNCW Old Crow Medicine Show with a rowdy rendition of that tune, Pledge of My Time, and their new live record called 50 Years of Blonde on Blonde. And it all goes like that. All, they do the old Blonde on Blonde, Old Crow style. We heard the Marcus King Band in that set as well, featuring Warren Haynes. This one called Virginia. And didn't we have fun with the Polyrhythmics playing live down there in Studio B? Thanks to those guys. They had to really slam it in to get that session in, but it was fantastic. So thanks to the Polyrhythmics for stopping by again. They're playing tonight in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're about 10 minutes after 4 o'clock right now on your Friday afternoon. Support for programming comes from Hunter Subaru in Hendersonville, featuring the symmetrical all-wheel drive 2017 Subaru Outback and Hunter Certified pre-owned vehicles during their Spring Festival, happening now at Hunter Subaru, 2520 Asheville Highway in Hendersonville. We're online 24/7 at huntersubaru.com. Programming support comes from Camp Muddy Sneakers, a co-ed day camp for rising 1st through 7th graders, focusing on connecting children with nature. Through hands-on experiential instruction, campers explore the ecosystems that make Western North Carolina special. Online at campmuddysneakers.org. And programming support today comes from Half Moon Outfitters, purveyors of outdoor gear by Patagonia, The North Face, Chaco, and Smartwool. The stores in South Carolina and Georgia. Half Moon Outfitters offers clothing and gear for adventure and travel. Online at halfmoonoutfitters.com. And new music from Malcolm Holcomb.
Satisfaction, best to live alone. Long, crowded days, the young and the foolish never paid mind to the time. Three plays, four quarter, 40 years ago. The pinball racket never stopped. You busted jaw. Dragged along. Go on, steal your guts and complain. And nothing left for the change. Don't you worry too much about your pretty little troubles. Thank God you were never the same. Fat, dumb, and happy, kicking up a dust inside. And one good nickel can bring you luck when you broke as hell inside. Go on, steal your guts and complain. And nothing left but a dream.
killed them all. Gangsta Lane, you done killed them. Gonna have to sit there and drink a cup of muddy water. Gonna have to let the blood dry on your hands. Ask your mama to nip you a blanket from me sauce die. Cause you're gonna have to learn to be low.
On WNCW, Gangsta Lean, name of the tune. Yvette Landry in the middle of that set, Should Have Known. And Malcolm Holcomb, Pretty Little Troubles, the title track to his new one. 421, 422 now on your Friday afternoon. Support for programming comes from the Peace Center in Greenville, South Carolina, announcing their Rock the River summer concert series on the TD stage, featuring the Wailers, the Wood Brothers, Foxygen, Casey Chambers, and more. Complete lineup available at peacecenter.org. And WNCW is a media sponsor. We also receive programming support from Pardee Hospital, welcoming Dr. Martin Sullivan to Pardee Cardiology Associates. He practices general cardiology and specializes in prevention of heart disease and in non-invasive methods for diagnosis and treatment. Dr. Sullivan often sees patients within 48 hours. Information at PardeeHospital.org. This one was recorded live on the World Cafe. It's Courtney Barnett. Daisy Star All Stars from the Dub Side of the Moon. And pretty self-explanatory, huh? Of course, Pink Floyd classic, Speak to Me and Breathe, Breathe in the Air. Ahead of that, Courtney Barnett, kind of similar themes, Avant Gardner, and that version recorded live at the World Cafe a couple years ago. We're at 4:30, just about 4:31 right now. This is WNCW. We receive programming support from Tryon Resort at Tryon International Equestrian Center, featuring Grand Prix equestrian competitions with overnight lodging on site available, including the Stable House Inn, 2, 3, and 5 bedroom riverside cabins, tiny houses, and RV camping pads. Information and lodging reservations available at tryon.com.
Goldfrapp is back with a new album called Silver Eye. Silver Eye captures the dancey electronic spirit of early Goldfrapp records like Supernature and Black Cherry with a dark twist. I'm Talia Schlanger. Goldfrapp joins me on the next World Cafe.
World Cafe this evening, this being a Friday night, comes your way at 10 o'clock. Here on WNCW, we at 6 o'clock this evening have Studio B Rewind. And at 7 o'clock, the Cosmic American Music Show. Brad Watson, your host, as always, for that fine bit of musical entertainment.
WNCW receives support from the following. The Salvage Station in Asheville presenting Machine Funk, a tribute to Widespread Panic, tonight at 9. Lazoom presenting the Band and Beer Bus Tour of Asheville, today featuring the Empire Strikes Brass. Highland Brewing in Asheville presenting the David Zoll Trio, today at 7. The Diana Wortham Theater in Asheville presenting the Tannehill Weavers, tomorrow at 8 p.m. The Salvage Station presenting Funkle Sam, tomorrow from 6 to 9 p.m., to be followed by the Chuck Lichtenberger Collective, starting at 9:30. Sierra Nevada Brewery in Mills River announcing the Sunset Series in their taproom featuring Grove Fetish tomorrow at 7. Highland Brewing in Asheville welcoming Appalachian Shakedown tomorrow at 7. Oscar Blues Brewery in Brevard announcing their Low Country Boil featuring music from Amigo Sunday starting at 1. The Salvage Station in Asheville welcoming Joe Hertler and the Rainbow Seekers Wednesday, May 24th. Quest Brewing in Greenville announcing the Thursday Concert Series featuring The Menders, May 25th at 7. The Salvage Station in Asheville welcoming The Ben Miller Band, Thursday, May 25th. The Purple Onion Cafe in Saluda presenting Dana and Susan Robinson, Thursday, May 25th at 7:30. The Altamont Theater in Asheville welcoming John Cowan with Darren and Brooke Aldridge, Friday, May 26th at 8 p.m. The 14th Annual White Squirrel Festival in downtown Brevard, happening May 26th through 28th, featuring music by the Jeff Austin Band, Front Country, the Jeff Sipe Trio, and others. New Mountain Asheville announcing an evening of Funk Groove with Nick West, Friday, May 26th at 9. Franz Ferdinand appearing at the Orange Peel in Asheville, Friday, May 26th. Lazoom presenting the Band and Beer Bus Tour of Asheville, Friday, May 26th, featuring West Sound. Island Brewing in Asheville announcing Finn Dog, Friday, May 26th at 7. Sales Original Music Series, Friday, May 26th, beginning at 6:30 p.m. at the Sales on the Square in downtown Hickory, featuring Barefoot Movement. The Gray Eagle in Asheville welcoming the Steel Wheels, Sunday, May 28th. 185 Productions presenting the 4th Annual Brevard Blues and Barbecue Festival at the Brevard Music Center, featuring Tinsley Ellis, Roomful of Blues, and Delta Moon, June 2nd and 3rd. The Madison County Arts Council presents the 22nd Annual Bluff Mountain Festival on Saturday, June 10th at Hot Springs Resort and Spa in Hot Springs, North Carolina, from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. The 62nd Grandfather Mountain Highland Games happening in Linville, North Carolina, July 6th through 9th, featuring traditional and contemporary Celtic music and dance. New Mountain AVL announcing Who's Bad? Michael Jackson vs. Prince outdoors in the New Mountain Amphitheater, Friday, July 21st. Additional calendar listings are available at WNCW.org.
But there's a lot of storms out there today. You might have figured that out by now. These severe thunderstorms will gradually diminish as we move into the evening hours. Really like a month ahead of where we should be in terms of the weather, hot and humid, big storms coming in the afternoon. Let's see. this weather advisory just came in. There's a flood advisory up for eastern Transylvania County and Henderson County until 6 p.m. Give you an idea of some of the intensity of some of these storms, and a general statement about the possibility of thunderstorms all across the listening area this afternoon. Right now, yeah, that's a monster storm there in Henderson County. And if you're heading up towards like Winston-Salem, Greensboro, Newton, that area, really huge storms up there. And the chance of these storms continuing to pop up throughout the day. Be rain again, not so much on Saturday, it looks like, but on Sunday, rain throughout the day, Sunday night on into Monday. And then finally, late Monday, a really nice cold front's going to come through and clear this whole weather pattern that we've been in and blow it away and be much clearer, cooler weather coming our way to start next week. This one coming in by request. It's Town Mountain on WNCW.
Loud dog, barking all around my door. You trying to tell me how to live my life? I'm just trying to make another show, and I ain't heard nothing long, long. Well, I make my living driving. I'm a bluegrass music man, chasing the horizon for another one night stand. I've got a lot of miles to travel. Twice, and that ain't gonna happen, Lord, Lord, Lord,
Listen to me, people, let me speak to your soul. There's more to Memphis than rock and roll, and there's more to history than what we've been told. This is the story of Sputnik Monroe. Sputnik Monroe was a barrel-chested man. He was a brawler and a grappler with an iron chin. And he stooped to chicanery if it would help him win. And he's the last guy you want to offend. Thousands of people paid to see him fight. The Ellis Auditorium every Monday night. No white folks booed and the black folks cheered. He drew money everywhere he appeared. Standing on the ground where King stood. Standing on the ground where King stood. Standing on the ground where King stood. On the right side of history. Late at night, you see him having a drink in the blues halls and juke joints along Beale Street. It was a place where a white man would never go, but it was home to Sputnik Monroe. When his black friends tried to see him fight, they had to sit in the balcony, though they paid the same price as the whites who sat down along ringside. It was the South in 1959. Standing on the ground where King stood. Standing on the ground where King stood. Standing on the ground where King stood. On the right side of history. In the pool halls in Memphis, they still talk of the night. Sputnik Monroe refused to fight until all of the people, be they black or white, could sit together side by side. There's a basic language every promoter speaks, based on beers and hands and asses and seats. The promoters gave in and they drew record crowds, the first segregated sporting event in the South. Standing on the ground where King stood. Standing on the ground where King stood. Standing on the ground where King stood. On the right side of history. You might have buggy whip arms or be a peach-faced puke. You might be a turkey neck afraid to say boo to a goose. But rest assured, even dirtbags like me can be on the right side of history. Standing on the ground where King stood. Standing on the ground where King stood. Standing on the ground where King stood. On the right side of history. On the right side of history. In Memphis, Tennessee. Listen to me, people, let me speak to your soul. There's more to Memphis than rock and roll, and there's more to history than what we've been told. This is the story of Sputnik Monroe.
To say I'm not nice. You could make me laugh, but you don't get it. You're chasing your tail.
The simple fact that we get around. My generation, part 2, verse 3, chapter 4, Jackson 5, Nikki 6. Something, so I thought I'd jot it down. So here's the hair gel, hanging out at the health spa, using condom sense and watching Ellie Long. Here's the drum machine, stonewall sheens, credit cards, fax machines, big bow-headed chicks and frat guys. Wearing $40 tie-dye t-shirts and big bold paisley ties. And here's the living off that as long as you can and blending in with the crowd. My generation should be proud, so proud. We were raised up in the hallowed halls of half a million shopping malls, and there ain't price we're too proud to pay. We'll buy anything from Diet Sprite to 1,000 points of light. Well, I admit we're not that bright, but I'm proud anyway. So here's the hair gel, hanging out at the health spa, using condom sense and watching Arsenio Hall. Here's the drum machine, stonewashed jeans, credit cards, fax machines, big bow-headed chicks and frat guys. $40 tie-dye t-shirts, big bold paisley ties. Here's the living off that as long as you can and blending in with the crowd. Oh, my generation God, oh, I'd die before I get old. My generation strike a pose, there's nothing to it. My generation should be proud.
Todd Snyder, WNCW. Going way back to 1995, and his take on that tune. My Generation, Part 2, Todd Snyder, Songs for the Daily Planet. The Mastersons in that set, brand new from them, Don't Tell Me to Smile. You heard Otis Gibbs. Yeah, I like that tune. Sputnik Monroe from Otis Gibbs. And Time Mountain, going way back to Leave the Bottle, a song called Law Dog. Support for programming on WCW comes from Party Hospital, welcoming orthopedic spine surgeon Dr. Sonny Gurum to Southeastern Sports Medicine, a department of Party Hospital. Dr. Gurum sees patients in Hendersonville, Asheville, Arden, and Waynesville who are experiencing back and neck pain. Information 828-274-4555. Programming support comes from the second annual Grandfather Mountain Highland Games and Gathering of Scottish Clans, July 6th through the 9th at McRae Meadows on Grandfather Mountain, featuring traditional dancing, piping, drumming, athletic events, and live music. Information available online at gmhg.org. And programming support comes from AEG Live, presenting Paul Simon Sunday, June 4th at the Heritage Park Amphitheater in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Tickets on sale now at axs.com. This is the American Music Club.
with bright new friends. Names are only good for gravestones. Because he was sweet and so was she, and you needed love to fill the dark. And time is a current that only flows from warm hands to warm. No one here is going to save you. No one here is going to save you. In bed you said forever, like the world would end if one of you let go. Just in time for the sunset, you said, let's all go to the big rock show. And in the bar, when you were playing air guitar, they suddenly vanished on their little clouds. And in this place, you can't find a face without a trace of despair or a shroud. No.
How We're Living. The new one from Jeb Loy Nichols and American Music Club with a song called Decibels and Little Pills. Here in 88.7 WSW Spindle, 90.9 WSIF Wilkesboro, with service to translators in Greenville, South Carolina, 97.3 FM on W247AB, in Boone at 92.9 FM on W225AA, and in Charlotte, 101.3 FM on W267BZ. Yes, we come up on 1 minute after 5 o'clock. My name is Roland, wishing you a happy weekend. These headlines for National Public Radio are next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Trump reportedly told Russian diplomats meeting at the White House earlier this month that firing former FBI Director James Comey relieved great pressure on him over Russia. This according to the New York Times, citing a document summarizing the meeting. In a statement, White House spokesman Sean Spicer did not deny the paper's account, but said that Trump has always emphasized the importance of making deals with Russia in regard to Syria, ISIS, and other key issues. Spicer also said firing Comey wouldn't have ended the investigation. Trump is on his first international trip as president. His first stop is Saudi Arabia. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says Iran directed the Shia militia force that threatened a secret base where U.S. forces are training Syrian rebels. NPR's Tom Bowman reports U.S. airstrikes hit the convoy that included tanks as it approached the base in southern Syria.
Secretary Mattis said the airstrikes were necessary because of the offensive nature of the convoy. Warning shots were fired and the convoy kept moving before it was hit some 30 miles from the base. The U.S. says at least several fighters in the convoy were killed.
It was necessitated by offensive movement with offensive capability, what we believe were Iranian directed forces. I don't know that there were Iranians on